listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to the final segment on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN Cleveland 850 WKNR. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble, here in Berea, live in the Dog Bowl. We're talking NFL news now. Greg Hardy, we had ongoing negotiations with, I believe, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys, coming to terms on a one-year deal with a significant amount of incentives for him. Andrew, do you like him going to Dallas? And more so than anything, as I led into break, was after the fact that Jerry Jones had made comments about domestic abuse 6 months ago when the Ray Rice issue was at the forefront of everybody's mind.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough one because if it wasn't the Cowboys, he was going to end up somewhere else. I mean, I couldn't have seen all 32 teams passing on him. I think the incentives thing is pretty interesting because it sounds like, because there, I think there's some worry that, or some legitimate concern that he's going to be a league suspension for a while because they've yet to really rule in on that. So that's where all the incentives come in. And it seems like if he maxes out and has a fantastic year, he would make as much as he would have the last time he was on the field with the Panthers. Cause remember, he was a guy who was franchised a couple years ago at a very high price.
And that was it'll end up making something around $11 million.
Yeah, 11 or 12 million. I think he was even franchised for even higher than that. So he's taking a small hit financially because of that. But, you know, it's obviously deserved because of what happened to him off the field. So, you know, I don't know. I think these guys get caught up, like Jerry Jones get caught up saying one thing and then doing another with making your football team better. You know, it's tough because, again, I'll go back to my point. Someone was going to put them on the roster at some point.
Yeah.
I do think it's probably too much money, but
it's a true prove-it deal.
It definitely is a prove-it deal.
Safeguarded for the Cowboys.
And you've got to be – he better be a Boy Scout going forward because one more thing and he's definitely going to be out of the league.
He definitely does. Someone else who was in some legal trouble this offseason, Adrian Peterson, was banned from the league for what seemed on the commissioner suspension for most of the season – almost all the season, has been reinstated by the league. And it says the Minnesota Vikings will not cut Adrian Peterson. So if they're not going to cut him – he's either going to be a Viking or he's going to get traded somewhere else. Now, the one rumor that I have heard and who he's been linked to is the Arizona Cardinals, and that deal may actually happen through direct conversations at the rules committee and the owners meetings this weekend in Arizona.
And it seems like now that's almost the last team that makes sense because I think the Cowboys were coming up earlier, but now it doesn't even look like they would have the money to make that happen. So you think about Peterson, we all know how great of a player he is, what he could do for that Arizona offense. You know, that would help cover up some of the issues, and they were definitely issues at the end of the season at quarterback there. You get Carson Palmer back, but that makes that offense a lot more dangerous if they are able to get him. But it just doesn't – Minnesota, I just don't see a situation where he's coming back there.
I don't either.
You usually don't – you know, as much as teams play kind of hardball with these players, you usually don't see a – openly unhappy player lasts very long with that team.
Absolutely not. And the last bit of new NFL news before we get to our updated grades of free agency, I will say, is Bernard Pierce recently arrested on suspicion of a DUI. I don't believe he's been, you know, fully charged yet, but he's a Baltimore Raven behind Justin Forsett, who just recently signed a new deal to stay a Baltimore Raven, was then cut the next day. And as I led to break as well, it was the Ravens have now become the new bad guys of the National Football League, or more so the AFC North, because it was the Bengals for a while. They had their bad stretch, and they rid themselves of a lot of those personalities and are now on the straight and narrow. But now it's the Baltimore Ravens. Do you think this was an overreaction to release him, or is this just one more immediate black eye to the organization with everything they've been through in the last 12 months that they just have to make that snap decision and rid themselves of this guy?
I don't think it's an overreaction. I think that's what they've set a standard this offseason with how they're going to react to these incidents, and I think there's a new set of standards on kind of the negative fallout with what happened with the Ray Rice situation. And, you know, it's going to be something that we'll see if they continue to enforce going in the future. But I think Pierce, he probably knew when this happened what the end result was going to be. I don't think this probably caught him by surprise at all. And it kind of shows where he is as a talent level of a player too, where he was picked up off waivers right away. He didn't even hit the open market. The
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville, which is in desperate need of a running back. I don't know if they've even been linked to Adrian Peterson, but they were linked to DeMarco Murray early in the process. So they're looking for help at that running back position. They snagged him up right away. But this is kind of the stand. This is what the Ravens are now kind of being known for. It's not just they've dealt with some arrests, but now they're going to be known as the team that really isn't cutting anyone any slack with these arrests, because they're trying to clean it up on their roster, and that's really the hardest way to send a message, is to send a guy packing.
They definitely are. Now let's transition here to again. We had a call for you earlier. We'll take your calls continually next week as we continue to talk free agency for the Cleveland Browns. And, of course, shift our eyes now towards the NFL draft, which is coming within the next 30 to 40 days. Now we're going to grade the Cleveland Browns' first 2 weeks of free agency. And what that would include is the signing of Josh McCown, the signing of Brian Hartline, Randy Starks, Tremont Williams, and Dwayne Bowe. And also, too, Andrew, and if you're aware of it, the one thing that I thought was pretty cool, and I know Tony Grossi of ESPN Cleveland also wrote an article, included in his article and tweeted about it earlier today as well, is that, you know, Josh Gordon via Twitter reached out to Dwayne Bowe to welcome him. He, you know, hashtag Browns. He said, do your thing, you know, and some sort. Do you know what the exact tweet was?
No, I haven't seen it recently.
Okay.
I've seen it retweeted a bunch of times, but not
exactly.
Right.
Okay. So then let's get into the grades. At this point, after everything that I just said about who they've added, and we've talked, of course, now what they would do in draft, how would you grade Ray Farmer 2 weeks into free agency?
No, I'd give it kind of in that B-plus range, because I think they would grade it themselves that way too, because, you know, you always want to get everyone that you bring in or guys that you really want. And I think they did that with the majority of players that they identified that they want. They brought them in, showed them the facility, and they ended up signing them. I think the one that got away that we've talked about before was Trent Cole. He fits that pass rushing need. He would have been a great presence in the locker room, but the Colts gave him an offer he couldn't refuse. And you respect that. You know, he was enough of a presence that Mike Pettine talked about him at the auto show, so clearly there was a desire to get that. But outside of him, maybe Charles Clay, but now at the same point, which is what's been brought up to me multiple times, and the reason why at least one of my behind enemy lines on Twitter has told me why he gives the Browns an A, is because they didn't sign Charles Clay to that massive deal, because that would have been a lot of money tied up to it, to the tight end position, for a player who is a very good player. But I don't know if he's worth that level. And I think inevitably, in a vacuum, you want Charles Clay. But at that price, I think it was probably the smart move to kind of back off.
I agree. And I'm going to, prior to signing Dwayne Bowe, after the Starks and Tremont Williams free agency signings came in, I gave them a B. And so then I'm going to bump us up to a B+. And the reason why is because I think that this roster, yes, as we've made the point many times throughout this show today, is you can't sign free agents and not get older. And I think also, too, what we have to see is the point that I made was we're going to draft 10, you know, 20-something young guys, you know, that will average out the ages of this roster very, very well. And so I'm going to give them a B+. I'm going to bump them up because I think that we've got contributors. We have starters. And that's all we can hope for. And more so than anything, and why it might border on an A- is because Ray Farmer and Jimmy Haslam, right out of the gates, laid out a plan for everybody. And this plan is what seems, in being judicious and strategic and not overpaying. And the only player that I might say we're overpaying slightly for is Tremont Williams. And a lot of that is because we don't know what his role on this team is, and if, in fact, we're signing him as an insurance policy with the development of Pierre Desir, Kaywan Williams, and Justin Gilbert, because you have a number one pick tied up in Justin Gilbert. So we'll have to see where his development comes in. But otherwise, I love that Tony Grossi, again from ESPN Cleveland, shined the light on what one team gave one of our former, you know, Cleveland Brown players, now a free agent, in Buster Screen, $13 million. We got four players back at $16 million, you know, guaranteed money. And I think that's just a great discount for this organization, and it falls completely in line with the plan that we've talked about since day one.
And among those players getting that guaranteed money was a replacement for Buster Screen, who, if he's performing at his top level, Tremont Williams, maybe not even the top level, performing at a great level for that point of his career, he's maybe a better fit at that spot than Buster Screen, who, again, is probably going to play that nickel slot with the Jets instead of playing that boundary corner opposite of Darrell Revis. He's now moving on the inside, which is where he's fitting better. Whereas here, he would, if he was getting that big money, he would have definitely had to play on that boundary corner.
All right, we're going to transition out of NFL free agency. We're going to talk a little NCAA tournament because we're almost to the end of our show. Andrew, what are you doing for the rest of the day, and will you be watching these basketball games?
You know, it's so strange because usually the Thursday is my big day with the tournament. That's when I watch it all day. But, you know, I used to work at home. You can do those things a little bit differently. Now I'm going to try to make tonight my big night. You know, the Winking Lizard in Lakewood's one of my favorite places to go to watch games. I think I'm going to drag my very supportive wife to go watch these games. She made the concession. If it's not on the TV all day at the house, she'll cave and go with me out to watch these games. So tonight is my favorite, one of my favorite nights, because I think the tournament games get better. But as far as like my love for the tournament, it's these first 2 days because so much is happening, and usually there's rarely moments where there isn't something interesting happening on the court.
Will there be alcohol served at the Winking Lizard for yourself?
Yeah, it's been a long weekend. It's been a long week. It's been a busy week in the studio. I've continued to be writing, and the Browns have signed free agents now. But it's going to be in moderation. I got a big run tomorrow, jogging wise. I'm training for a half marathon.
Nice.
So I gotta
half
be prepared.
Marathon is what, 6?
13.1. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm training for that. So I gotta be ready to go tomorrow morning.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, it's been an honor to have you in.
It's
both
been fun.
We're both wearing new hats. You know, I've never hosted a thing in my life, but maybe a birthday party for my wife. so to host this radio show, it has been fun. We've dug into many different topics. The Cleveland Browns have broke a significant amount of news this week. Randy Starks, Tremont Williams, most recently Dwayne Bowe. I don't know if I'm going to turn into the tournament or not. I will turn into the ESPN tournament app on my phone to see how I'm doing in my brackets. Again, I went 10-16 yesterday. Let's hope it's better today. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. For myself, Matt Wilhelm, from Andrew Gribble, live here in Berea in the Dog Bowl, we appreciate your phone calls, your tweets. You guys make the show. We bark together. Again, Matt Wilhelm on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.